This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the costs of historic preservation, Alabama style. Last year, amid the flare of attention to Confederate monuments, that state passed the Memorial Preservation Act, making it illegal to move or alter a monument more than 40 years old without approval of a special committee. From Troy Public Radio in Montgomery, Kyle Gassett reports that law is already being tested.
State Senator Gerald Allen is one of the co-sponsors of the Preservation Act. He says the motivation to pass the law was to protect all monuments in Alabama, not just the Confederate ones.
Nowhere in the legislation that the word Confederacy is mentioned in the bill. Nowhere. So this covers all history here in Alabama.
But some of Allen's colleagues in the legislature, particularly members of the Black Caucus, are skeptical. So far, no one has tried to move or change a civil rights monument. But some communities have started to challenge the presence of Confederate statues. In August, the mayor of Birmingham put up a wall around the base of a Confederate monument in a city park, days after a white supremacist rally that sparked deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall responded by taking Birmingham to court and says he's enforcing the fine of $25,000 a day for violation of the law. Wandalyn Gavan is a state representative. Part of Birmingham is in her district. She says the law places an undue burden on communities.
I am going to pass a law as a legislator and tell you what you cannot do on your city property now. I have a problem with that.
Gavan has proposed a bill that would allow municipalities to opt out of the law. Across the state in Huntsville, another group is raising money to get rid of a statue of Robert E. Lee on the grounds of the courthouse. David Odom is a member of the Tennessee Valley Progressive Alliance. He says when the law was passed, the group tried to raise enough money to pay the fine to remove the statue. Odom says having a Confederate statue on public property doesn't jibe with how he sees Huntsville and its future.
There's kind of a progressive nucleus to the town, but it's surrounded by a much more conservative part of the state. And that's really true in lots of places around the South.
So far, Odom's group has only raised $1,600 through a GoFundMe campaign. In Montgomery, I'm Kyle Gassett from Marketplace.